Okay, so on to meditation. Now, if you are familiar with meditation, I did a video on it, or an audio on it a little while ago, and generally I do not, I meditate like 10 minutes before bed, and I do this because I don't think meditation is like some over-exaggerated thinking or anything like that. I basically think that it is guided thinking. It is choosing where your mind is going, right? And since lucid dreaming occurs in your mind, then it is a big deal for you to have control of your mind. So it's very good to practice some meditation. I don't practice much because I don't have, like, the desire to do that much meditation. I do about as much as I feel like will help me with lucid dreaming, and that's it. If my lucid dreaming starts going down for like a week or so, I will do a combo breaker, which I will explain, and then I'll also explain how meditation is very good for, what is it, dream control, which is good, because we're in the middle of a dream control series. I don't know how many more we're going to do with dream control. I think I can do one or two more, but I'm going to have to be thinking about what to do next. I actually, like, doing this dream control idea has helped me solidify some ideas. I decided, like, exactly what I need for my dream universe. But that's neither here nor there. And I've decided, like, exactly what to do to create it. And so I'm hoping to get those, in, as I said, in the New Year's resolution the next year. And if I can do that, then I can start a trial period of that. But I'm not seeing how trial period's going to work with all the things that I need to collect. But I want to make a trial period. I might have to... I might worry about that. I just had an idea. But anyways, okay, so what I am working with is meditation. Basically, I think of meditation as guided thinking. I don't think it's goo-hoo high. I'm not a big fan of the don't think meditation. I'm a fan of only think about one thing, because I think that that's more of what should be happening. It's directing all of your mind to one subject. If you can direct all of everything to one subject, you can do way more thinking and better thinking about it than before. You're not distracted. And the problems that arise with thinking about one thing is, if you're stressed out, generally the only reason that you're stressed out is because a thought keeps popping up, and it's a stressful thought, right? Like, I'm gonna lose my job, and so you start thinking about what your life's gonna be like when you lose your job, and freaking out, blah, 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 and just every second your mind keeps going to that. Or even maybe your job is just stressful as it is, you're not worried about losing, it just sucks, right? So you're trying to think up ideas of that. And it doesn't have to be stressful things to be preoccupied. It could be like women. Hint, hint at somebody. I don't know if they even listen, but I know somebody on the forum talking to last night. All about women. Can't stop thinking about them. All sorts of things can just completely take your mind. And it seems like it's not a bad thing, because, like, for instance, it's like, man, well, it's a girl. I like girls. A girl's blah, de, 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 de. But it's not good to let your mind just go uncontrollably in one direction. Mainly because their music is, it's okay. But, I mean, it's not like the best. So what you really want to do is you want to make it to where, I mean, you want to live a life where you direct your own thinking. And what this will lead to is, when you're at work, you're at work. And when you're not at work, you're less stressed out. And whenever you're sleeping, you're not sleeping. You are thinking about dreaming, right? So you want to be doing what you're doing whenever you're doing it. You want to be thinking about everything that you're doing when you're doing it. It's kind of a very now-focused idea. And I think it's very good. But anyways, then there's visualization, which includes, like, pretty much any sounds or anything like that that you're imagining hearing. I do a mixture of all of them, and I will explain them as I go. I have to find this pool. I think it's got to be inside, so. Anyways, so what happens is, when I go to bed, I'll explain when I go to bed, and then I'll explain the combo breaker. When I go to bed, I have about 10 minutes. I do some visualizations, and now when I visualize is the previous dreams, becoming lucid in them, especially if they were lucid. If they weren't lucid, I still want to visualize that I became lucid in them. I want to have my mantra, I'm dreaming, maybe do some affirmations. Affirmations are always really good. Okay, so after I'm done with visualizing the previous dreams, it's like repeating my mantra, I'm dreaming. I start to, I lose my body, which is hard to do. This actually does take some practice with meditation throughout the day. Just forget your body is the easiest way to say it, like a simple way. Just to be like, hey, there's my foot, it doesn't exist. There's my leg, it doesn't exist. There's my other foot, it doesn't exist. And go all the way up. I think it's not your other foot anymore if the other one doesn't exist. But just go all the way up. Start from, I normally go from feet to like hip, arms to shoulders, and then midsection, chest, ending with head. And then at that point, I don't worry about it and I just go to sleep. I don't worry about anything, I just go to sleep. And sometimes I do have trouble going to sleep, but I figure it's easy. It's actually one of the easiest ways for me to go to sleep. If I have trouble going to sleep, I usually put in some headphones and listen to something, because my problem is normally thinking too much. And what putting headphones on does is completely distract me to the point that I'm not paying attention to anything except for that. And then as soon as I lose attention to that, I normally just fall right asleep, so. Anyway, so then, those 10 minutes there, that really just gives me a full on what I need. And whenever I mean visualize my last dream, I mean, like, really get as much into it as possible. And, so there's a, that's what I do every night before I go to sleep. And then whenever I go back to sleep, I do it for a little few minutes. I just do my previous dreams. And if you have time, like, do some previous lucid dreams. Go through all of your previous lucid dreams, you know? You want to make it feel like all of your previous lucid dreams were, like, the night before. Like, I'm just having another night. I'm just going right back to sleep. Because I've been lucid, which is one thing I realized. I used to always lucid dream right after a previous lucid dream. I kind of thought it was because my awareness was, like, about the same as the previous one. But I think it might be because of my confidence is so high at the time. You know you can lucid dream if you just did it. So always feel like you just lucid dream. Doesn't matter if it was 20 days ago or 3 seconds ago. Just always feel like you just lucid dreamed a second ago. This is no big deal. You sleep in order to lucid dream. That is why we sleep. That's why I go to sleep. Now, a combo breaker is like that, but it is done with the sole purpose of not actually, like, going to sleep. So you take it just like a nap. You lay down. You get in a very strange position. You want it to be uncomfortable, but not, like, to where you're putting effort out, because you want to make it to where you just don't pay attention to your body or anything like that. But you want it to, you want to be, like, laid back in a way that you're not going to fall asleep. And you want it to be, and you want to be in a way that you're also not putting effort, as I said. It's kind of a reclined position for me. I think it'd be different for everybody. Just something so uncomfortable you can't go to sleep, but not so uncomfortable that you actually have to, like, push yourself up or prop yourself up or anything. So I normally do it on, like, a couch or something. I, like, lay there, and then I'll start thinking. And what I do is I just start with taking away everything, just all of my thoughts. First start up with my body, and then try to take away as many thoughts as I can, just be left with only I'm dreaming. And then I start with visualizations, and I go through as many of my dreams as possible, like all of the lucid dreams I can think of, all of the dreams I can ever think of, and imagine becoming lucid in them. And then I imagine the dream feeling. I've had more stuff, and I've had the combo breaker be different. The general idea, though, is to always end at a point where you know that you're going to lucid dream tonight. Okay, you want that feeling at the end of it. And what always happens for me, it's very, very strange, is that I will be laying there and laying there, and I will completely be caught up in my thoughts of just dream after dream after dream and thought after thought after thought, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I just snapped. I'll be just like wide awake in there and ready and like excited that tonight, whenever I go to sleep, I'm going to have a lucid dream. It's very strange. Like, I don't know why. I started doing it whenever I was picking my wife up from school. She was working at school. Anyway, so I had to pick her up because we lost our cars and we had to buy a new car. And then when that happened, I had to pick her up from school every single day, which was great fun. But what would happen is I would get there, and sometimes they would let her out sooner. And the problem was is she was in like kind of a lower income area, and so a lot of parents would be really late and stuff. So I would just be sitting in my car waiting for her for a long time. But the problem was, anytime I didn't come early or come at the right time, all of the parents would pick up their kids at the exact right time and be gone and be like, "Dang it." That happened quite a few times. Sometimes I would actually just be sleeping and she would call me and be like, "Where are you at?" I'm like, "Dang it." It was a bad time. I was not as good as I am now at being a husband, but she forgave me. I make up for it in many other ways. My forgetfulness. It's only like a 10-minute drive at that time. Now it would be really bad because it's like a 20-minute drive. Actually, it wouldn't, because the school she's working at now is 7 minutes away. She could walk here now. She's not pregnant anymore. She could run like a boss. Run fast. Not the little half squabble run that they do. So then we have meditation and dream control. And this is something I thought was interesting. I think Saivazon mentioned it once in one of his dream yoga classes. But and it kind of depends on the idea of whether or not you believe expectation or schema. Either way, directing your thoughts is going to be what's going to be your main way of control. And remember, I said I don't actually think that either of those are true. I think that there's a mixture. It's just hard to find that mixture for your own dreams. Figure out what works in your dreams. Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. So what would happen is, like, for instance, let us say that you walk down an alley and it's super dark and it's nighttime and you're like, "Crap, this is going to turn into a nightmare." Now you start thinking all these creepy thoughts and creepy things start happening. A lot of times you are in control of your surroundings by your emotions and everything. And your emotions are a lot more crazy in a dream, so you're going to want to be able to squelch those emotions. So you want to bring up those emotions. Oh, I forgot that. The dream that I just became lucid feeling. That's what disappeared. That's what's no longer in my thing. I used to always, anytime I became lucid, I had this, and now I've replaced it with the dream feeling. Before that, it was the excitement that accompanied a lucid. But there's not much excitement that accompanies lucid right now for me. I just have become lucid, and I'm like, "Here I am again. Yay." It's not like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me want to say." Like, it's not like that anymore. It's super fun, but as I said before. But it's not quite as ridiculous just because you're lucid. It's just more ridiculous because of what you're doing in lucid, which is cool. So, anyways, we move on to... Oh, yeah, so, like, or let's say that you do something in a lucid dream and keeps ending up the exact same way over and over and over, and you know as well as I do that lucid dreaming is when you do the exact same thing and you come up with a different result every time. So what we want to do is you want to be able to completely forget the previous times, forget the dream characters if you need to, forget everything, just completely forget. Alright, that is one of the biggest things. You just want to forget all of the past at that time, because the past sucked. Especially if you have any lucid nightmares. Those are the worst things ever. Don't have one. I love them, but they're bad. I was actually reading up on some of these lucid nightmares the other day, just because I like reading up on them, and man, I thought mine were bad. Some of them were like what mine would have turned into had I let them keep going, but I fought it pretty hard. But yeah, just be careful with lucid nightmares. They're the scariest things ever. I love them. I'm scared to death. But anyways, So, honestly, I don't think it really matters too much what kinds of meditation you're doing. I think that directing your thoughts and practicing that is really what's going to be a big deal. I really love visualization because I like the idea that someday I'll be able to be perfect at visualization, be able to visualize things around me, like freaking Nikola Tesla, even though I'm pretty sure it's because he had a tumor or something on his brain is what they hypothesized. But he could imagine anything right in front of him, and it was right there, right in front of him at any time. Which is how he designed his machines, because he would create it in his head and then see if it worked right there. If it didn't, then he wouldn't build it. So that's why he built all these machines that worked really well. So it was interesting. But it's something that, as I was saying, is not in my realm of possibilities right now. So it's something I want to learn to do, is be able to fully visualize something. I can visualize things very well. Just imagine the amount that you can, like, memorize if you could visualize things perfectly, you know? Like, studying notes for a test or something like that, you know? You could have the answers right in front of you. You could have the memorized book right in front of you. That type of thing is what I'm thinking of. But I don't even take tests or anything. But, or, like, for instance, preaching or anything like that, I don't like having notes in front of me because I get distracted and I start looking at them too much. So I just go without notes, which is fine, but a lot of times it's good to have some notes as backup. It'd be nice if my backup notes were just in my head. I just had it, like, written out on a piece of paper. Or it'd be also nice to have, like, a little clock timer, things like that. There's all sorts of things that I think would be good if I could master visualization. I haven't seen people that, like, really mastered it. I've heard some people say that they have, but they leave quickly, so whenever you get information from them, they're normally very vague and annoying about it. So, so that's all I have for today. I'm not a meditation guru. I think that it's really good. Just check out Saivazan stuff on there, the Dream Yoga class. That stuff is really good. I've gone through all of it. I just didn't open a workbook or anything. Didn't really feel like it. I don't like writing out stuff like that. So, yeah. As I said before, comment. Tell me what you think. It's a type of dream control also, where you can just meditate and just make whatever you want happen in front of you happen in front of you without any side thoughts coming in. But, yeah. That's sort of a dream control episode. Sort of a something that I do in order to help my lucidity. But, talk to you later.